Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to another episode of the Witching Power Hour. It is currently 5:30 in the actual morning. I had to fake being asleep so my parents wouldn't get suspicious and yell at me because now I have a baby bird to take care of, which is the main reason I haven't been uploading at all, because I'm super tired, or I just don't want to stay up late. But, you know, today I just freaking talked with my homeboys, on Discord. So, there was something specific I wanted to talk about, today. And that something specific is something that really upsets me, and something that is very near and dear to my heart, in a few different ways, is, somebody, you've probably all heard of him, his name is George Miller. He's a multimedia musician, which is the best way to describe him. His main main claim to fame was a YouTube channel that is now 100% inactive, known as Filthy Frank, or Da Filthy Frank Show. He also had another show called Too Damn Filthy, which was equally as vulgar and hilarious and equally as missed. What he wishes he could do now is become a famous musician, which, God, I feel bad for saying that. He's a musician, he was a musician with his personas, or under the personas, Filthy Frank, Pink Guy, Salamander Man, Safari Guy, and, Chin Chin. He was a musician under the label of Pink Guy. He had two albums, I think both of them were called Pink Season, or maybe just one big album called Pink Season. He began to write more serious stuff, when he wrote We Fall Again, which is, from what I can put together, a song about, someone who is in a relationship with a woman, and it sort of fell apart with both of them not meeting each other on equal, or both of them not really hating each other, but both of them coming out as worse people because of the breakup or because of the relationship, and what eventually amasses to a one-night stand between the two of them, causing them to become better people out of it. It was a very different song, because my favorite song, Nickelodeon Girls, or at least my favorite song of the album, Nickelodeon Girls, is a song about why the new cast of Nickelodeon sitcom stars aren't attractive in the way that you can jack off to them. Another one of his songs, STFU, I can't really say the rest of the abbreviated term because I'm afraid that one of my parents will figure out that I run this podcast, is basically just telling an annoying person to shut their mouth while insulting them in various ways throughout the entirety of the song. There's a few songs that don't really have an inherent meaning that are just really good, like, Fried Noodles. That's a really good song, and I like that one. But, We Fall Again was a very different song, because it felt, it came from the same sort of damaged, and I say that with air quotes, because a lot of the times you see damaged tattooed, or fakely tattooed, onto the, or more or less photoshopped onto the foreheads of people mimicking the Joker from the terrible terrible Suicide Squad movie. It came from the same sort of damaged persona that obviously would have created Filthy Frank and his companions, but it felt more filled, or not really fulfilled, but more or less like there was more depth and meaning to it as a song. And one of the biggest things that led Filthy Frank to being so famous is his vulgarity. You know, he's very vulgar. He made fun of everybody, whites, blacks, Native Americans, the Japs. Everybody got a piece, you know. Everybody gets it, you know. One of his most famous jokes is, what do you call a redneck virgin? And the answer is a white girl who can run faster than her brothers. The joke was, what do you call a white girl that can run faster than her brothers? And the punchline was a redneck virgin. Sorry, I got that mixed up. Anyway, a lot of his jokes were very vulgar. His content was out there and in your face. He made videos such as Human Cake, which is where they went to PAX, which is a huge YouTube convention. They got various body parts, as in toenails, pubic hair, skin flakes, stuff like that, from various YouTubers, including Jacksepticeye's pubes, Vsauce's spit, some of JonTron's chewed up banana, and I think Max Mofo himself's clipped fingernails. Made stuff like Deadly Twister, which was him, Ian, also known as iDubbbz, and Max a Million something or other, also known as Max Mofo, or also known as his not dead channel, Max Mofo Pokemon. They and one other person, Chad, also known as Anything for Views, were a very big. They were at the top of their game. 2012, 2013, 2014, 2015. They were pumping out videos together. They were friends. They were best friends, you know. And also Joseph, or George, Filthy Frank, had a myriad of friends. This one midget, some Asian midget, not the one from the Logan Paul videos. He had Prometheus, Red Dick, Prometheus's companion, and that's just about it. There is Pookie, his African-American associate, and, his wheelchaired friend that was in the Notorious video, Pimp My Wheelchair. Eventually, iDubbbz sort of split ways with the two. iDubbbz lives in America, and he had to fly out to Australia, which is where George, Max, and Chad lived. Eventually he stopped really collaborating with them. Their last video together, I believe it's their last video together, at least. Other than, Cold Ones, which I don't know if Ian has been on yet. Deadly Twister 2, which has a Adventure Time theme. But the main reason this is very personal to me is because most of my friends, and not you guys so much, most of my friends know me as having a very vulgar, and I mean very, very, very messed up and vulgar sense of humor, right? Like, racial slurs, sexist slurs, sexist jokes and racist jokes, you know, jokes about very offensive things that, you know, you can't really say out in public. And I got that mostly from Filthy Frank, and I say that makes me into a, not a, like, a perfect person, but it molds me into a perfect, a person that I can be proud of. So, unfortunately, Ian stopped hanging out with them as much. He still contacted them. And George Joseph, late 2016, I believe it was, maybe 2017, maybe late 2016, early 2017, George tweeted to his millions of fans, and this was when his alternate persona, Joji, had already released one album, I believe. It was already established. But George came out and he tweeted that his series, The Filthy Frank Show and Pink Season, would be discontinued due to throat wounds, I would call them. Yeah, I feel like throat wounds is an accurate title. Throat injuries is the word I'm thinking of. Various throat energy injuries from doing the Filthy Frank voice. And also that he was worn out from the content. He didn't want to do it anymore. And that news was damaging to me. Because I looked up to Filthy Frank. I wanted to not necessarily... Well, I did. I did want to be him. And in some parts, I still do. Not the way he is now, but the way he was. Because I believe that... I feel like me and George shared this. I am a strong believer in freedom of speech. I believe anybody can do whatever they want, so long as it's not really directly harming somebody, as in physically or emotion, or physically, really, just as long as it's not physical, you can say and do whatever you want, or physical, or, like, affect them in a way that will make their lives, in a way that will ruin their lives, basically. So no injury, no physical injury, no ruining of the life is really, I believe you can do anything that doesn't fall in between those two categories. So saying that, I believe that you can basically just do whatever you want as long as it's in those two categories. And Joseph really, or not Joseph, dang it, George. I say Joseph a lot because I just got done watching some JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. Anyway, George, he sort of pushed this into my mind that being, because I did sort of feel this way prior to knowing about his existence, but he really pushed home the idea, sorry ladies and gentlemen, that, my phone had a stroke, and, anyway, back to it. George Miller really drove home the idea in my head that it was okay to act like a complete retard. He drove home the fact that it was okay to find humor in places where most others say it's deplorable. Because I wouldn't classify myself as an outcast, but I am different. I'm not going to be like, I'm not like other girls, but I would say I am a bit of an outcast sometimes, in a lot of my mannerisms and in my humor, definitely. But Filthy Frank sort of drove home the point that it's okay to find humor in unorthodox places. So the news that he would discontinue being Filthy Frank forever really felt, it felt like you were, I felt deep, deep betrayal, because you can't really just build that into a person. You can't form somebody's personality and expect to just be able to walk out of their lives. Because I'm sure George knew that what he was doing was gaining, because he had a cult following. Because he was a breath of fresh air on YouTube. Because on YouTube, it was kids, 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 you know. You know, people like, at the time, people like Tobuscus and, you know, a little bit of PewDiePie, but he wasn't always kid-oriented, you know, stuff like that. A few toy review channels, mostly Minecraft Let's Plays, stuff like that. In a place dominated by young children, Filthy Frank was a breath of fresh air because his content, although unoriginal in the fact that he swore, he still, you wouldn't catch somebody like Scott as Minecraft dead screaming the N-word in public. Or, you know, eating actual raw squid drenched in dumpster water and toe fungus and cactus scrapings. And you wouldn't find him nurturing two dead birds that he bought from a Chinese market. You wouldn't catch him chasing two Japanese girls screaming, "Why did you leave me?" You wouldn't catch Tobuscus doing any of that. Nor Markiplier or PewDiePie or the little bit of Jacksepticeye that was gaining relevancy when Filthy Frank peaked. You wouldn't really, you wouldn't find any of them doing that. iDubbbz did that a little bit, but that was way before his time. You know, iDubbbz is now the closest thing we have to Frank, but it's really not enough because I'm pretty sure Ian's main income is YouTube, so he sort of has to remain some sort of PC and family-friendly sort of vibe. While he does mock it most of the time, he does have to refrain from screaming the N-word half the time. But the main reason Joji or George or Filthy Frank or Backstabbing Cuck Nugget, whatever you want to call him, it's interesting. It's not really interesting, but it's, I don't know why I said that, sorry, I just got distracted. It's just, whatever you want to call him, what he did is disappointing, because rather than, what he did I could only really compare to breaking up with somebody over text, because what he should have done was went on YouTube, made a video saying, "Listen, guys, I can't do it anymore, you know, I loved it, I loved doing this, you know, it was some of the most fun I had in a long time, and I never regretted one second of it, but I can't do it, I don't want to anymore, I don't really find the motivation in it." If he did something like that, that would be perfect, you know? It would be great if he could just come out, tell a white lie that he liked doing it all up until the very end. But he couldn't. He didn't. And it's very obvious that he wants to put the Filthy Frank aspect of his life behind him. But that's just, it's not fair because he created a whole cult following of people who worshipped him and groveled at his feet. But unfortunately, that meant nothing to him. He does not acknowledge it. I've heard interviews where if you bring up Filthy Frank, he will get upset. And it may come from a personal sort of feeling, because short story, I like this girl who really liked a lot of Joji's music, and having it, both him and her reject the fact that I even exist kind of drives home me disliking him even more. That's just besides the point, though. But the fact that he just gave up and rejected and refused to acknowledge an over 2 million, you know, strong fan base. I'm not sure what it is. It's probably like 12 or 13 million right now. But for him to just throw that all away for, I don't want to say, I guess it is just a really normie sort of career. And I'm not saying normie as in, like, they're any lesser because they're normal. But I mean normie as in orthodox and, you know, very mainstream. He gave something that he promised to so many people up for the exact opposite of it. He refuses to do anything vulgar. He refuses to acknowledge Filthy Frank. He refuses to, you know, address the fact that he has made a complete, you know, 180 degree turn in his career and personality. Because the George Miller that most people love and know so fondly, sorry guys, the George Miller that so many people know fondly is dead. He's gone. Not because he cannot exist, but because George refuses to let him exist. The reason I do not personally follow and worship lyricists and musicians is because you enjoy their craft, not the person. The big thing that is wrong with, I got into a huge argument with my friends over this. XXXTentacion, I meme his death. And I do feel bad for the fact that he died, and I am sorry to all of his fans. But I meme his death mostly because I do not care. And that sounds cruel, but let me explain. I have no connection with him. I do not know him personally. I never will know him personally. And I never wanted to. X created music. He was not a saint. He did try to correct his wrongdoings, but beating women and most likely hurting innocent people is something that free concerts can't clear that up. XXXTentacion, Jose Onfroy, was not a good person. He may have tried to have been. He wasn't. Saying Jose Onfroy is a good person is much like saying John Marston is a good person. They killed innocent people. They fought both sides, or John fought both sides of a war for his own benefit. While Jose Onfroy tried to make himself look better for the, in front of crowds of thousands of people, for what's most likely money, John Marston did it for family. He did not care about the money he made. He just wanted his family to think of him as a good person, to be right in their eyes, and most importantly, to be with him again. While Jose Onfroy made a myriad of mistakes and tried to make himself look like a better person for most likely money, and doing that for giving out free concerts, you may think that that's a contradiction of my claim, but I feel like sacrificing some money for that is... Look, I'm going to stop there before I anger anybody any further. I just don't get connected to icons. It's like the gorillas say, reject false icons. I like gorillas music, but I do not grovel at the feet of their creators for attention. I like rap music, but I don't grovel at the feet of Tyler, the Creator, or D-Bangs, because they supply me with music. It's like a drug dealer. You do not love your drug dealer. You love the substance he gives. If your drug dealer came to you and said, hey, do you want to hang out? And you said you got some drugs, and he said no, you would not wish to be with him at all. So, the reason that I believe most of these things is because of Joji, and the reason of that is because I trusted him, and he betrayed, I trusted him, and I respected him for doing something so brave and so risky, and I almost worshipped him until I realized that he was in it for the money. He does what he does not out of passion, but out of money. And maybe it is passion, but it's the passion that it's not good. It's not a good passion, because he took something that took time and effort to create and build and nurture and grow, and he crushed it in front of thousands of people. And it's hard to accept the fact that that Filthy Frank's dead. But it is. George Miller, the one that I have respect for, is gone. His new music it's faded into the crowd of uninspired garbage. Pink Season was vulgar for the sake of being vulgar. It was new. It wasn't another breakup song. It wasn't another disguised ploy to get money. It was something that George wanted to do, because he enjoyed doing it. He had fun doing it. And I have fun listening to it. And it's crushing to know that will never be back. You'll never get another meme machine, or Nickelodeon girls, or fried rice, or rice balls, or the Top Ramen song. Instead, you get uninspired garbage, such as Sanctuary, Slow Dancing in the Dark, and most unfortunate of all, We Fall Again. While We Fall Again is definitely different, his songs I refuse to listen to because it hurts. It's much like how you would imagine an alien crawling into the corpse of your beloved family member is. It's them, it's their face, but it's not the person you love anymore. George Miller is no longer George Miller. Filthy Frank is no longer Filthy Frank. It is much a symbol for how the YouTube game is become now. Creativity has died so that uninspired garbage in a sea of uninspired garbage can survive, can be born and thrive and live. Joji is just another poppy, trashy pop rap blend, much like Cardi B and Nicki Minaj. While it does have slightly more substance, that does not in any means make it good. A lot of people commend him for his change, being able to adapt in a way that is almost impossible. And I commend him too. I believe what he did was inspiration, or not inspirational, but was fascinating. That someone can make such a big change, but for their own personal interest. Not for the interest of their fans, not for the interest of their viewers, adorers, the people that made you something. The people that you would be nowhere without. Wasn't for them. It was for himself. I do not like George Miller. I do not like his music. Most importantly, I don't like him. I like Filthy Frank. I like Pink Guy. I like Chin Chin. And Prometheus. And Anything for Views. And Max Mofo. And iDubbbz TV. I don't like George Miller. I do not like Joji. I do not like Slow Dancing in the Dark. I do not like Sanctuary. I don't like whatever garbage he pumps out. The uninspired filth that drains from his mouth and onto a microphone. I don't like his face. I don't like his basic ghetto rapper attire with the beanie and the I'm depressed get up that so many uninspired filth and mongrels and degenerates wear, the Vans and the multicolored clout goggles. The beanies and the long hair and the short hair and I don't like it. Creativity was given up for trash and drivel. I understand that you like it. I understand that a listener likes it. I understand that a fan of mine likes it. But I don't. In my opinion, he's a traitor. He backstabbed the people that made him something. Without me, without his thousands of other fans, or his millions of other Filthy Frank fans, he would be nowhere. And he gave up on us. Entirely. Doesn't acknowledge that we exist or miss him. Doesn't acknowledge what he created, what he took 4.5 years to create. He doesn't acknowledge it. For his own benefit and own self-gain. Joji and Filthy Frank are two sides of the same coin. Filthy Frank is creativity, inspiration, while Joji is drivel, trash, garbage that mixes in with the music and the sound of those before him. Inevitably, those after him. Do not hear people worship him like Tyler, the Creator, or Filthy Frank. I mean, Pink Guy, but Filthy Frank and Pink Guy are almost the same person. You won't see people follow him like Eminem, Cardi, or Playboi Carti. What's that other guy that got deported? The British guy. Benedict Arnold. 21 Savage, that's his name. You don't see people treat them the same way because Filthy Frank, I mean, Joji is not good. His music isn't good. It's pop at the best. And pop, aside from country music, is the most clowned on industry. Every song of his is depressing, and not only in the fact that it hurts to listen to, but it's nothing but I want a girl, but the girl that I want is under very specific circumstances that I cannot achieve. Or, please come back, I miss you, or I messed up, or you messed up, or I'm in denial. And when he tries to be different, it flops, like with his new song, Sanctuary. I miss you, Frank. I do. And I wish you could come back to us. But you are chained up in the heart and soul of a person who is not willing to change for the people who love him, for the people who made him something. For the people that created him. You are tied down. Unable to break free because the person who created you saw you unfit to exist. People will try to be you and fail. Because nothing beats the original. And that's what George Miller refuses to understand. This is a very short episode. The shortest I've made. And I apologize. And I'd like to apologize for the drab tone. But it's something I've kept to myself mostly. My friend Damon, who will inevitably listen to this, thank you, Damon, knows what I've talked about here today. But not many people do. Jada Woodside, maybe. But if she got shot tomorrow, I would not feel any way about it. For the things her and Owen Quinn have done to me. Things change, and I understand that. But at least don't jump from thing to thing and expect everybody to immediately accept it. Because what George Miller did was wrong. And the choices he made were not good ones. And the path he is going down and has inevitably stopped at is not a good one. I'm not his dad, and I do not wish to be, because I would be severely disappointed in his actions. And I know it's not my place to judge the actions of another, and I know he changed for himself and to be happy, and I commend him for that. But what we want is to have the George Miller, the Filthy Frank, and the Pink Guy that we know and love back. Watching Pink Guy dress up and say, "Hey, boss," is not the same because of the stain that Joji has left on them both. I cannot look at Joji without seeing Pink Guy up there, Harlem shaking. And I can't see Pink Guy say, "I have it a cancer, boss," without George Miller's uninspired lyrics and beanie on, saying, "Can we get the volume up? I miss you, man." If you ever hear this, George Miller, what you've done is wrong. And I know that I'm wrong in thinking this. And I know that you did it for you. And that if you did, you would face irreversible damage to your body. But my quarrel is not with you not doing it. My quarrel is with what you've chosen to do. You've traded us, your loyal fans, for fans of depressed, pot-smoking Asian children. Depressed teens who claim that you help them. George, I respected you. Seeing you here and now in front of me, brings light to the fact that you have changed. And in my opinion, and in the opinion of many of your old adoring fans, not for the better. You may not have had amazing fame and fortune with Pink Guy, but you had something special. Something nobody could ever take away from you but yourself. And I understand if that didn't make you happy. I'm sorry for berating you for doing something that you thought fit would help your mental health. But you have added something beautiful, something precious, and something that nobody could ever take away from you, something shiny and bright and valuable, and you dipped it into the gross tar of mundane, repetitive lyrics and music and beats. And you traded it in for safety, comfort, luxury. You traded us in, Frank, George. Sorry, Frank, I didn't mean to say your name. George, you traded us, me, Ashton, Nate, Dylan, Isaiah, Alex, Damon, Lucas, Braden. You traded us. Your fans, people that without us, including me and my friends that I listed, and your millions of other fans, without us you would be nothing. I'm not saying you owe us, because even though we allowed you to blossom, you held the key to what you became. I'm sorry I've been so harsh to you, man. But George, you hurt me. You hurt me, you hurt Braden, Dylan, Isaiah, Alex, your other millions of fans that didn't automatically jump on Joji's penis. You hurt us. You hurt us in ways that you can't make up for. I don't want you to feel bad. I just want you to know that what you did had repercussions that you couldn't imagine. I know you'll never hear this. And I know you're not sitting in front of me. And I know we're not talking. But while I have you, I just want to say that I miss you. Miss the one that I fell in love with. The one that I loved and held so dearly. But that George Miller's gone. And he's not coming back. I wish it wasn't true, but it is, George. I hope you're happy. I really do. Just know that I'm not.